This is Alive with Joseph.
Please let's begin this morning from the book of John chapter 15, from verse 4 to 8. We're looking at the higher life, part 2. John 15 from verse 4 to 8, I read, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Amen. The Lord bless his word. This is Jesus Christ speaking to us here. Each time a believer is making progress, one thing you must understand is, behind that progress is the mighty hand of God at work in the life of that believer. There is an abiding in God that has taken place when you find a believer moving forward, irrespective of the challenges they are confronted with. When you abide in God, according to John chapter 15, it reflects in the fruits your life begins to bear. Abiding in God is very necessary if you and I must begin to bear a certain level of fruit, and also if our fruit is going to be consistent irrespective of what we are confronted with. And abiding in God is not just in fellowship, spiritual fellowship with God only. You can also abide in God through his principles that he has set up for the lifting and the progress of humanity. So when the Bible talks about abiding in God, do not just limit it only to spiritual fellowship and encounters alone. Abiding in God also involves the practical application of principles that God has set in motion in the advancement of the affairs of humans here on the planet Earth. And you understanding that bearing fruit is not just something that should happen by chance, it makes abiding in God very necessary. Now you must understand that bearing fruit is not something that should happen to you by chance. For you to bear fruit, it suggests that you must have engaged the law of sowing, you must have engaged the law of watering the seed sown, then you come to the place where fruits begin to manifest. So bearing fruit is not something that happens by chance. Different aspects of the law of life has to be engaged for the fruits to begin to manifest. And you must understand as well as a believer that progress in the kingdom of God is largely as a result of two key things. Progress in the kingdom of God is largely as a result of two key things. Number one, spiritual fellowship with divinity. Number two, the practical application of the principles of God that have been set in motion that governs various dimensions that you want to make progress in. So progress is largely as a result of two key things. Number one, spiritual fellowship with divinity. Number two, practical application of the principles of God that he has set in motion that governs various dimensions that you want to make progress in. Now, the higher life is you engaging these two different keys, is you engaging these two different dimensions, spiritual principles, spiritual fellowship rather, and the principles of God through knowledge. When you engage these two, you are guaranteed to bear fruit. You are guaranteed to make progress. You are guaranteed to live the higher life. You are guaranteed to move forward, irrespective of the challenges surrounding you. With these two, you are able to advance through every seemingly impossible situations. Listen, friends, God wants you as a believer to have consistent progress and results. And listen, consistent consistent progress and results cannot be possible if you only engage spiritual fellowship and you ignore the practical application of the principles of God. So God has designed you to not just live the higher life by engaging the element of the spiritual. He also has designed you as a believer to engage his principles by knowledge or with knowledge, so that you do not just make progress occasionally, but that your progress becomes consistent and constant. Listen, friends, the only thing that will make your progress consistent and constant is by you engaging both key elements, which is spiritual, you know, which is spiritual fellowship with divinity, and also practical application of the principles of God by knowledge. When you engage these two, your progress becomes constant, your progress becomes consistent. God wants you to live the higher life. And how does he want you to live the higher life? He wants you to live the higher life by engaging in his principles. So as you are making progress, as you are moving forward, your progress is not just a once-off event, but rather your progress becomes a sustainable activity. Understand that God doesn't want you to have progress as a once-off event. He wants your progress to be a sustainable activity. That is why he gives you two keys, and which is spiritual fellowship with him. Secondly, practical application of his principles via knowledge. When you do this, your progress is no longer going to be a once-off event. Your progress becomes a sustainable activity. Give Jesus your highest praise this morning. So we are going to be looking at some key principles that we are going to begin to apply in this second half of the year and beyond. We're going to be looking at key principles that we need to engage as we live the higher life, as we make progress in this second half of the year and beyond. There are things that God wants to do in your life that should begin to draw the attention of people around you to him. And he doesn't want your progress to be a once-off event. Understand this, that God doesn't want your progress to be a once-off event. Rather, he wants your progress to be something that is consistent, something that is sustainable, so that non-believers will not be able to ignore your progress, so that they will not be able to ignore you moving forward. Because when your progress is consistent, is sustainable, is constant, it begins to attract the attention of everyone around you to you. And they begin to ask, this is happening. They begin to say to you, how is this happening? And you begin to point them to Jesus. Why? Because your progress is sustainable. And that is why God wants you to not just engage the element of the spiritual, but also to engage practical application of his principles, which he has set in motion for the advancement of your life. Hallelujah. So we're going to be looking at one key principle that is necessary for you to move forward. And one of the key principles that is necessary for you to move forward is the power of vision. Number one principle I want us to look at this morning, which is what we'll be dwelling on this morning, is the power of vision. Can I hear you say the power of vision? Go with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 to 21. I read, it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Also go with me to Luke chapter 14 verse 28. I read, for which of you intending, this speaks of vision, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Which of you is intending to build a tower, Jesus was asking, does not sit down first, have a vision for it, and check if we can finish it or they have enough to finish it. Listen, friends, life is very simple. But if you do not define your future, if you do not define your future, events, situations, and other people will define it for you. I repeat, if you do not define your future, events, situations, and other people will define it for you. Life is like a person who is standing in the middle of a river with a very fast current. If you don't make a decision, either you're stepping out of the river or moving further, listen, friends, the river will make one for you. A person who has vision experiences progress. A person who has vision, they are able to finish well in the race of life. The book of Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. He didn't say where there is no, he didn't say where there is Satan, the people perish. He said where there is no vision. Did you see that? So actually, the perishing of people is not because of the presence of Satan. The perishing of people is because of the absence of vision. People do not perish because Satan is powerful. People do not perish because Satan is present. People do not perish because there are demonic activities going all around them. People perish, according to Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18, because of the absence of vision. That is to say, the absence of vision causes people to perish. Cannot explain why there are too many lives that are perishing out there. Not because Satan has a new technology, but those lives are perishing because of the absence of vision. Another translation, the New Living Translation, actually puts it this way. He said, where there is no vision, the people run wild. Where there is no vision, the people run wild. The absence of vision causes people to run wild. So friends, vision is the life that sustains the higher life and allows you to continue to make progress. Vision sustains the higher life. Vision is life. Where there is vision, the higher life is sustainable, and it allows you to continue to make progress. You cannot receive what you have no vision for. No matter how you desire it, if you have no vision for it, you cannot receive it. So vision is so vital to the whole of your journey here on the earth. You cannot reach the apex of your life. You cannot reach your destination. You cannot experience the higher life if you do not have vision. Many people who are making progress, they are doing things that are taking them towards that progress. Listen, friends, they are doing things by the vision they have that is consistently on a daily basis moving them towards the progress that they desire. There is no one who makes progress on the planet Earth who just stumbled into it. And if anyone stumbled into progress, they will soon lose it. Why? Because they stumbled into it, they had no vision for what they have stumbled into. And I pray for you, receive vision in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. People of vision have come to discover they are always abnormal people. People of vision are always restless people because the vision in their heart is like fire shot up in their bones. In a world that is full of distraction, focus is necessary. Not just focus, but you focusing on your vision. Listen, friends, when you are not focused on your vision, you begin to lose, you begin to lose the progress that you have made. You begin to stop moving forward. Because why? What makes people not to make progress is when they lose vision. And loss of vision is as a result of broken focus. What is focus? Focus is to pay attention to one thing at a time. Paying attention to your vision is very necessary. Don't allow all of the noise that is around you break your focus. There are too many noise everywhere in this terrible season. This pandemic has brought with it so much noise. Not just noise. Also, it has created too many distractions. The pandemic has created distraction. It has brought in so much noise for people. You need to begin to not allow yourself to be distracted by the noise of this pandemic. Don't allow yourself to be distracted by the noise that this pandemic has created. Pay attention to your vision. Stay focused on your vision. Pay attention to your vision in this season. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. Don't allow the noise around you to distract you from paying attention to your vision. Give Jesus your highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. So what is vision, you may ask? What is vision? Listen to this definition of what vision is. Vision is the act of seeing a thing, the state of being able to see. It is the act of seeing a thing. It is the state of being able to see. Vision is the ability to see. It is a clear representation of where you want to be. It is the ability to see. It is the clarity of where you want to be. Vision is a vivid mental image. Vision is a vivid mental image. It is a mental picture of where God has designed for you to be. Vision is the formation of mental image of something that is not perceived as real, that is not present to the senses, but you are perceiving it as real. That is to say, you can see it even though you have not touched it. You can see it even though you have not entered into it. You can see it even though you have not been able to handle it yet in the natural. That is vision. Listen, friends, Jesus had a vision of where he would be. The Bible said, because of the vision he had, he endured the cross. Because of the vision he had, the vision of the glory that is to come, he endured the cross. He went through the torture. Listen to me, friends. What kept Jesus going was the vision of the end. He had a vision of glory that after this, a day will come whereby the name of Jesus will be the most ultimate name. It will be the most powerful name, that at that name every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. As a result, he endured the cross. He endured the torture of the Roman soldiers. He endured the mockery. He endured all of the insults that was hurled at him. He endured the embarrassment. He endured the humiliation because of vision. The vision of the glory to come kept Jesus going in the midst of the challenges that he encountered when he was on the planet Earth. Glory to God. Vision causes you to endure the present, the present battle. It causes you to endure the present challenges. It causes you to endure, to keep moving, even when everything suggests that you should give up. Vision causes you to continue to move, even when everything is telling you stop going. Vision causes you to continue to march on, even when everything is an obstacle in front of you. Glory to God. That is why, if you cannot see it, you cannot receive it. If you cannot see it, you cannot arrive at it. If you cannot see it, you cannot be able to take hold of it. Until you have the mental image of where you are going to, you cannot arrive at the destination. So mental image is very key. You must have a mental image of where you are going to, or else you will not be able to arrive at the destination. Glory to God. So the writer of Proverbs said in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. In a house where there is no vision, the house will perish. Any business where there is no vision, the business will perish. Any job where there is no vision, the job will perish. Any family where there is no vision, the family will perish. Any life where there is no vision, the life will perish. Any community where there is no vision, the community will perish. Any nation where there is no vision, the nation will perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. People don't perish because of Satan. People perish because they lack vision. Where there is no vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. So vision is actually the key to life. Vision is the key to life. Vision creates a hunger. Vision creates an intention to want to continuously make progress and move forward despite the challenges in front of you. Vision also makes you to ask the question, why? Visionary people, listen to me, friends. They will take over the world after the pandemic is gone. Visionary people will rule their world after the pandemic is gone. Because vision is necessary for you to be able to handle the obstacles of life. Vision is the glory of the end time believer. Vision gives you a divine drive. Life finds a meaning where there is vision. Life finds direction where there is vision. Vision is the key to a worry-free living in this crazy world. I repeat it. Vision is the key to a worry-free living in this crazy world. Vision is the key to a worry-free living. Glory to God. Boldly declare that I will have a vision for my next level. Give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. So the only way a believer can be able to excel in this, in all of this confusion, and after this confusion, is by vision. Is by vision. It's not just through spiritual fellowship with divinity alone. Also by vision. You need to begin to sit down. Be clear on where you are going. Irrespective of the pandemic. Be clear. Be clear on what you are paying your attention to. Be clear on what you are praying about. No one, listen to me, no one will involve themselves with anyone who is not clear on where they are going to. No one will involve themselves with anyone who has no clear direction as to where they are going to. Go make your vision very clear. Make it very clear. We have prayed in the 7 days prayer and fasting time. Now go make your vision very clear. Make it so clear that all who read it will be able to run with it. Make your vision clear. Concerning your business, make it clear as a business person. Go make the vision so clear. Make the vision of that business very clear. What are the plans for that business for the next 6 months? Concerning you as a career person, make your vision very clear. You that is believing God for a job, make your vision so clear that when you get a job, what are the vision that you have made so clear concerning the employment you'll be getting very soon? Where are you going from here? Now you have finished praying and fasting. Where are you going from here? What are the things you're going to begin to finish now that the restrictions are all around you? What are you planning to do in the midst of all of these restrictions? When the restrictions are over, what will you be focusing on? When the whole pandemic is over, what will your focus be on? You need to make it clear. You need to make it clear, child of God. You need to make it clear. Because friends, the restrictions will be over very soon. The pandemic will come to an end very soon. Now you need to make it clear. What are the things I need to be doing now that there are restrictions? Now that we are in lockdown, what are the things I should be doing? When the lockdown is over, what should be my next move? When the pandemic comes to an end, we don't know when, but whenever it comes to an end, what are the things you're going to be focusing your attention on? Vision. Make it clear. Make it clear. Make it clear. Boldly write in the comment section, I will make my vision clear. Boldly type it, I will make my vision clear. If you believe it, give Jesus praise this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, friends, if you do not have a vision, you will continue to recycle pain. You will continue to recycle the pain in your life if you do not have a vision. Vision guarantees sustainable results. Vision enables you to become a master in your field. Short-term progress is a clear indication that the vision required to keep the progress continuous is not there. Why do you need vision for the higher life? You must understand that vision for the higher life is necessary. It's very necessary. But you're asking, but Pastor, why do I need vision for the higher life? Number one, I will give you several reasons why you need vision for the higher life. Number one reason why you need vision for the higher life is, vision is a compass in an ocean of life. Vision is a compass in the ocean of life. The book of Psalm 37, verse 23. The Holy Ghost opened my eyes to this scripture when I was studying about it. The Holy Ghost showed me something. Psalm 37, verse 23, I read. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. So listen to what the Holy Ghost said to me. The Holy Ghost said to me, the good man must have steps before they can be ordered by the Lord. God. The good man must have steps before they can be ordered by the Lord. That is to say, if the good man has no steps, what will God order? Vision. If you have no steps, what will God order? The steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. But friends, the good man must have steps for the Lord to order. You must have steps. If you have no steps, what will God be ordering? Very often, we quote this scripture in abstract. We say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But God is saying to you this morning, what steps do you have that I can order? What steps are you taking for me to order? So the steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. But the good man must have steps that God can be able to order. Number two reason why you need a vision for the higher life. Because a written vision helps you to focus your energy. A written vision helps you to focus your energy. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Written down. Plans to give you hope and a future. Number three reason why you must have a vision. A written vision helps you to stay within your gifted areas. And you do not waste your energy on the unnecessary. That is why you must have a vision. Number four reason why you must have a vision. Vision is necessary because it is the key instrument to see you through tough times. Number five, vision gives you hope and helps to define your destination. A person with vision, all he or she needs is time, and they will be able to make it again. Even if they have lost anything, they are able to receive restoration again. Why? Because vision gives you hope and helps you to define your destination. Number six, reason why you need vision. Your vision will help you to live a selective life. Vision helps you to live a selective life. You are able to know what to walk away from. You know what not to get involved in. You know what not to hang around with. Because vision enables you to live a selective life. Number seven, why do you need a vision for the higher life? It is because a vision needs to be defined. You need to acquire it. You need to apply it. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10, the Bible said, and Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hands be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. He was able to acquire the vision. He defined the vision, and he was able to apply it. And listen to what happened. The Bible said, and God granted his request. Listen, friends, any vision you don't acquire, any vision you don't define, any vision you don't apply, you will not be able to get the manifested results. That is why in this season, you must acquire that vision, define it, begin to apply it, and even as God did to Jabez, God will grant you your request in the name of Jesus. Number eight, why do I need a vision? It's because vision provides purpose to the actions you take. Number nine, vision creates the energy necessary for reaching a destination. Number ten, why do you need a vision? It is because vision is the cord of unity which binds a people together for achievement. Until the vision is defined, the destination is not clarified. If you have a business, until the vision is defined in that business, the destination of that business is not clarified. So friends, you need a vision. Number 11, why do you need a vision for the higher life? It is simply because vision enhances your productivity. Number 12, why do you need a vision? Vision promotes excellence. These are the reason why you need a vision. Vision promotes excellence. Vision enhances your productivity. You're not wasting your energy on unnecessary things. You're not wasting your time on things that are not moving you forward. Give Jesus praise this morning. As I begin to close somewhere here, let's look at vision killers. What are the things that kill vision? What are the things that kill vision? Number one vision killer is tradition. What do I mean by tradition? Tradition is an inherited, established, customary pattern of thoughts or actions or behavior. Tradition is a killer of vision. It is also a hindrance to vision. What have you turned into a tradition in your life? Listen to this, friends, as I ask you this very vital and important question. What has this pandemic made you turn into a tradition in your life? Or what has this pandemic turned into a tradition in your life? In the days of Jesus, the Jews had a tradition that had more value for their livestock than for humans. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 12 from verse 9 to 13. The Jews, they had more value for their livestock, for their animals, than they have value for humans. That was why when Jesus healed the man that was crippled, they were angry. But yet, if their animals get into trouble on a Sabbath day, they will go rescue the animal. What have you allowed to become a tradition? What have you collected from this pandemic that is stopping you from dreaming again? What have you collected from this pandemic? What has this pandemic done to you that is stopping you from dreaming again? Tradition is a killer of vision. Yes, there are certain traditions we must maintain in our lives. The tradition of consistently seeking God. The tradition of studying the word. The tradition of prayer. But anything that is not moving your life forward, that you have become a tradition in your life, you must chuck it out so that your life can move forward. Number two, vision killer. The second thing that kills vision is complacency. What is complacency? Complacency is self-satisfaction. Those who are complacent in life, they will never experience the higher life. What do I mean by self-satisfaction? I mean those who arrive too early. There are those who a little success corrupts them. A little success manipulates them. A little success makes them to want to stop pursuing. Listen, friends, complacency will hinder people from experiencing the higher life. Complacent people, they don't make progress because they arrive too quickly. They don't move forward because they feel that they have gotten all that they want. You cannot make progress when you are complacent. Complacency is a vision killer. Listen to this. Arrival too early is arrival too small. When you arrive too early in the race of life, you will arrive too small. It is good. Celebrate victories per time. But after you celebrate the victory, begin to pursue again. Don't celebrate one victory forever. Don't celebrate one victory for eternity. When you win, celebrate the victory. After celebrating the victory, move on, because there is more that God has in store for you. There is more that God has in store for you. There is more that God has in store for you. Listen to me, friends. When many have the mentality of not wanting to keep pursuing, many arrive too early in the race of destiny. They don't pursue for greatness. Why? Because they have developed a self-satisfactory mentality, a self-satisfactory mindset, and as a result, they stop pursuing, even when God has greater things waiting for them. I want you to boldly declare, say, in the name of Jesus, I will not arrive too early. In the name of Jesus, declare, say, in the name of Jesus, I will continue to pursue for greatness. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to a quote. A quote by a woman named Shari Redstone. She's an American media executive. She has a net worth of about $500 million. Listen to what she said. I quote her. She said, "I always say complacency is the keys of death." Complacency is the keys of death. Complacency is the keys of death. Number three, vision killer. The third vision killer is short-term thinking. Short-term thinking is a killer of vision. Some people have an Esau spirit. An Esau spirit is a short-term thinking. And you need to understand that don't let today's trouble stop you from where you are going to. Don't let today's trouble limit your thinking. You are going somewhere in life and you are going very far. Don't let short-term thinking abort your journey. With so many restrictions, so many lockdowns and various alert levels, it has a way of beginning to make you think short-term. It has a way of beginning to make you think, why bother about about tomorrow when I don't even know what will happen tomorrow? Why think long term since we are going to be in another lockdown anyway? Listen to me and listen well. Don't allow all of these restrictions limit your thinking. Begin to think beyond the restrictions. Begin to think beyond the lockdown. Begin to think. Start thinking the next 5 years. Start thinking the next 10 years. Start thinking the next 2 years. Start thinking beyond the restrictions and the lockdown. Don't allow this pandemic bring you to a place of short-term thinking. Yes, plan for today. Yes, plan for tomorrow. Also think for the next 5 years. Hallelujah. Number four, and the final one, and I release you this morning. The fourth vision killer is fear. Fear is a demonic spirit. Fear can tear a life apart. Fear can tear a family apart. Fear can destroy a business. Fear can hinder the forward movement of a destiny. Fear can hinder a great destiny. Fear restricts you from the higher life. Fear stops you from making progress. Fear hinders you from moving forward. Fear has no respect. Fear stops you from experiencing the higher life. It hinders progress. When you conquer fear, you have conquered all. You must arise and don't tolerate fear. You must arise and conquer that fear. Refuse to allow fear cripple you. Listen, friends, one of the things I've discovered with all of this pandemic and the restrictions is it has created so much fear in the life and the heart of many people. Majority are no longer living in faith. Too many believers are no longer living in faith. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. This tells me that the spirit of fear is not of God. Don't tolerate it a bit. No, don't say, but pastor, it's just a little fear. There is nothing like little fear. Fear is fear. Whether big, whether small, whether little, whether minor, fear is fear. And because fear is not of God, do not tolerate it. The brother Timothy said that the spirit of fear is not of God. God doesn't give you the spirit of fear. So don't tolerate fear. Don't tolerate fear. There is too many fear out there. The fear of losing your job. The fear of your business shutting down. The fear of tomorrow. The fear of the pandemic. The fear of getting infected by the virus. The fear of dying if you have ever infected by the virus. All of these fear are all over the place. The fear of lockdown. There are many people who are afraid of lockdown. Many people are afraid of the restrictions. The fear of dying. The fear of new variants of the virus. The fear of the third wave. Fear, 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 fear all over the place. But friends, I came to tell you this morning that your heavenly Father has given you the spirit of power. You have the spirit of power. Who is the Holy Ghost himself? You have the spirit of sound mind. Who is the Holy Ghost himself? You have the spirit of love. Who is the Holy Ghost himself? Refuse to be afraid. Reject fear with every sense of responsibility. Reject fear with every form of faith that is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, Peter conquered fear by walking on water. It is time that you too conquer that fear. Walk on whatever represents water for you. Conquer that fear. Walk on whatever represents water for you. Hallelujah. When you study the word of God is full of fear not. Bible scholars have told us that there are 365 fear nots in the Bible. Did you hear that? There are 365 fear nots in the Bible. That is to say, every day of the year has been covered. There are 365 days in one full calendar year, and there are 365 fear nots in the Bible. So God took time to give you a dose of fear not for each day. For every day when you wake up, take the pill called fear not. Tell your soul, fear not. And when you step out in faith. Why? Because your heavenly Father has got your back. Let me give you five scriptures quickly on fear not that you can anchor your faith on. Five scriptures you can anchor your faith on concerning fear. Number one, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Number two scripture, Psalm 34:4-5, New Living Translation. I read, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. I declare, you are free from all your fears in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. Number three scriptures you can, scripture you can anchor your faith on. Psalm 46:1-2. The Passion Translation says, God, you are such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You are a proven help in time of trouble. More than enough and always available whenever I need you. So we will never fear. Even if every structure of support were to crumble, we will not fear. Even when the earth quakes and shakes, moving mountains and casting them into the sea, we will never fear. The fourth scripture I want you to pay attention to in this season is Isaiah 14:13. I read, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not. Child of God, I came to tell you this morning, fear not. God will help you in the name of Jesus. And the final scripture, Psalm 27:3. I read, it says, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may arise against me, in this I will be confident. Amen. Give Jesus your highest praise this morning. Hallelujah. That is all I have for you this morning. That is all I have for you this morning. Were you blessed this morning? Please rise on your feet and let's pray as I release you this morning to go and conquer. As I release you to go and walk in faith. As I release you to go and walk in that vision and begin to experience the higher life in every facet of life. Hallelujah. Lift your voice and begin to thank the Lord for what you have received this morning.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mokocha. Till next time, God bless.